Your On The Mark podcast is loading now. The On The Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On The Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here's your host for On The Mark, Joe McGranahan.
Hey, thank you, and welcome back on board On The Mark. It's a Thursday. We're delighted to have you with us. We have a hotline number for you to call if you want to express your opinion on any of the topics of the day. 570-743-9565 would be that number. On The Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. You know, they have been selling more cars and satisfying more customers since 1915. You'll find them at 4th Street in Sunbury and the Kia dealership on Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Find out more about them at sunburymotors.com. You can find them on the web right there. Check out their online specials. Build a Ford, Hyundai, or Kia to your precise specifications. The Sunbury Motor Company sells Ford, Hyundai, and Kia vehicles. They are a premier service provider for all makes of cars and trucks, including all sizes of trucks. They have a large truck shop, a parts department, a body shop, alignment shop, and a repair garage for all types of vehicles. They're a master towing service with decades of experience. And what else can I tell you about them? Well, with the address again, North 4th Street in Sunbury, Routes 11 and 15, the Kia dealership in Hummel's Wharf. Sunbury Motor Company selling more cars, satisfying more customers since 1915. As I said, our hotline number, and we have three calls on the line already, 570-743-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236, but be sure to put OTM at the start of your message. We do have some unfinished business. I always like to start off with the unfinished business. One of our texters from yesterday says, "Your stupid Republican callers think that under Trump America was great, laughing out loud. It was all hate and fighting with family and friends and doing harm to people." And then another texter says, "I hope I'm wrong about World War III, but the indications are it's on the way." And Dick sends a word just like this, just a word. "Many of your listeners will be extremely happy with Speaker Johnson, Louisiana. Some not so much. Anti-abortion, supports nationwide abortion ban, extremely anti-homosexual at every level, ends gay marriage, votes to overturn Pennsylvania's 2020 election results. He's a Trump supporter. 2020 election was fraudulent, he says. End aid to Ukraine, several heartbeats away from becoming president of the USA. Perhaps he will be the Speaker of his own House of Representatives. Sadly, we will never have a middle-of-the-road represent all political. I'm sorry, this was not exactly the best put together, and it's my fault. I should have pre-read it a little more carefully. Only the extreme right or extreme left person, and herein lies the problem. As an independent voter, like myself, church-attending, U.S. Army veteran, free-thinking, we have no choice in our government." Well, I hope you're wrong about that. And then finally, and this ties in with our first of three callers this morning, Rob says, "Eric will surely call in this morning about the shooting in Maine. Ask him, do you think that if a gun was not available, the shooter would have not tried to harm people in a different way, a bomb, run them over with a vehicle or other? What was the shooter's motive?" And sure enough, Eric is on the line to talk about this. Let's try something new today, a different angle on it if we can.
Good morning, Joe, and my heart is broken. So to the person who just contacted or said, "How would I speak about this?" Of course, if somebody wants to kill somebody, there's many ways of doing it. But the most efficient way is the way this gentleman decided to do it, with a automatic or semi-automatic weapon. And again, for whatever reason, I believe this person must be severely mentally ill or downright evil. He chose to go after a place where children were present. I don't know what the current death count is of the kids, and we'll find out later. But even one dead is too many. So yes, he would have perhaps decided to kill somebody, but the efficient manner in which he went about doing it was because he had access to those weapons. Now, apparently this gentleman was a professional in the area, training the military. It looked to me like the weapon was perhaps even a current issue a military weapon with a scope, but it was definitely either a semi-automatic or automatic weapon. Stan will call in, if he's not already on the line, to refute everything I'm saying. And Stan and I agree on many things. We agree that the Second Amendment is there so we can have weapons, okay? And I'm a handgun owner. I use it for defense. And I think we have that right to have that. However, I will point out these facts. One-third of the households in the United States have weapons in them. One-third. What does that mean? Do the math. That means two-thirds do not. If we, as responsible gun owners, do not support legislation to try to make it safer so that we can keep our handguns the way we have them and hunting weapons, which I'm fully supportive of having, then there's going to be a tremendous backlash in this country, and whether it's now because of this latest shooting or more occurring, that there will be a big rush like there has been in the United Kingdom, in our neighbors to the north, and also Australia, three of the closest republics to our own, to have a tremendous backlash to try to remove, if not all weapons, then a vast majority of them.
See, I thought you today
and
would address...
responsible gun owners, we must do something.
I thought today you would address the actual problem here instead of, you know, talking about more gun control. The state of Maine does not have a red flag law. They have what they call a yellow flag law. And there, what it states is a medical practitioner has to be the one to certify that you're not safe to have your guns. If they had a red flag law, and this guy had been in a mental institution for 2 weeks over the last summer, and their yellow flag law did not seize his weapons and take them away from him, and they should have. Under their yellow flag law, the medical practitioner has to assess whether the person represents a likelihood of foreseeable harm. In assessing the person, a medical practitioner may consult with other medical professionals as the medical practitioner determines advisability. If the medical practitioner finds that the person can benefit from treatment and services, the medical practitioner shall refer the person for treatment or service. Not require him to go, but refer him for those. And it does say under the law, initial restrictions, notice by law enforcement, it is prohibited from possessing, if someone's found guilty of this, or not found guilty, but if they are actually by a mental health professional, a doctor, told that they are not qualified at the moment to have guns, they are prohibited from possessing, controlling, acquiring, or attempting to possess, control, or acquire a dangerous weapon pending the outcome of a judicial hearing. So here, a judicial hearing is really required before they can do much of anything to you. I think that's the real problem. I still think, and I know Stan and I've argued this before, I think a red flag law is essential, nationally, not just locally, nationally.
I would agree with you, but we also seen places that had red flag laws, Joe, that people still slip through the cracks.
Well,
so we have a red flag law. Okay, I agree. Agree and be more stringent. And then I think then to answer Stan's argument, well, then we're taking guns away from people who should have them because the neighbors ticked off at them or whatever. And I don't know if I've heard of very many of those happening. But I concede that it could possibly happen. A breakup and the wife or the husband knows that the other spouse has a gun and wants to get even with them and say, take their guns.
But it's not forever. It's not forever, Eric. It's just for a limited period of time. I'm sorry, but if taking this guy's guns away from him for a couple of weeks would have saved even one life up there, it would have been worth doing.
Thank you. Let me finish my point.
Okay.
And I'm agreeing with you, and I'm agreeing with Stan. What we do is then we set up regional gun courts or whatever you want to call it to have in place the personnel needed to quickly investigate and act on those. So the period of time the person is without their weapons, if it is inappropriate, is a couple of days instead of weeks or months or however long it takes right now. How do we pay for that? Oh, too much government. You need more taxes. Fine. Just have some fees upon, you know, the sale of these weapons, which are being used mostly in these mass killings. The large capacity semi-automatic and the ammunition that goes into them. I don't want to necessarily go after the hunters or even the people who are using, you know, for self-defense. But we know what type of weapons are used most often in these mass killings. And the person who said before, well, this person would have run them over or doing whatever, okay?
Right.
No. And they could have. But what's the most effective and what's been used most often in these killings? And that is a assault-style weapon, large capacity, going in and killing defenseless people.
Okay, but here's the problem. Here's the problem. Here's the problem.
We can do more.
Here's the problem. If he had only had a handgun, two handguns, which under your philosophy, 2 6-shooters would have been all right, he could have still killed 12 people. But a red flag law, a strong red flag law where somebody who knew what this guy was likely to do or suspected that he might be off his rocker or in need of mental health help of some kind or another. If they had been able to report that and they could have taken his guns away just for a brief period of time till they assessed it. In this case, I think they would have found that the guy was mentally unfit to handle weapons, and they would have taken them from him. And maybe 16 people would be alive and some 60 others would not be injured today.
Agreed. And he was under, it sounds like he was working for the National Guard or something. And
apparently.
What's going on with them? I mean, internally, you know, someone just has access to these weapons. It appears to me like he may have pilfered that weapon from the armory or wherever he was working. It appears to me to be probably maybe even a weapon that
I doubt it. This guy's a certified firearms instructor. I don't think he had to steal a weapon from anywhere. I think he probably had them.
Well, if you're allowed to own those types of, but it sounds like, anyway, agreed. So we have red flag laws, but we can go further than that. Required training for anyone who purchases that type of weapon?
This guy's had training. He had a lot of training. He's an instructor.
Okay. But a lot of the other ones, in this case, you're right. A lot of the other ones, it's someone who, most recently, someone who buys it and uses it inappropriately. So, again, we can do more. And I'm sure Stan's going to come on and raise up his hand and say, just lock up or kill the scumbags and whatever. Well, we need to do more.
I'm really
concerned that there will be a backlash and they will try to then take on us gun owners. Again,
I don't think this guy fits Stan's definition of a scumbag. He's a National Guardsman, a patriot, served his country. Firearms instructor, a guy who should know all the right things. But the problem is he had a screw loose. To put it in politely.
Yeah, well, he has mental health issues. Let's use the correct term here.
I did. He has a screw loose.
No. And in that case, then, is it that we need additional screening and additional mental health services or required for someone in and that required that they go through some sort of screening? Or if someone sees something, say something, and says within that workplace saying, this guy is certified to have all this stuff. Maybe there's something going on here and some workplace action. I don't know.
Okay, listen, but I know you're passionate about this, but I've let you go a little longer than I normally do
because I know
you're passionate. No. But I do have to move on now. Thanks a lot, Eric. Appreciate your call. And for your information, Stanley is not on the phone, but Bobby is. Good morning, Bob. You want to talk about Halloween?
Yes. In listening to the broadcast yesterday, I'm going to say I was brought up in the Lutheran faith. And All Hallows' Eve was Halloween to be like All Saints' Day, like the eve before All Saints' Day, and it was basically to honor those who passed on to the church triumphant. I mean, those one from whom their labors rest. So one interpretation of Halloween that I wanted to let everybody know about.
Okay. Well, that's, an interesting take. Anything else, sir?
But also, like the different holidays that we have, Christmas and Easter and all those have gone from day to day and year to year with traditions, and the tradition with Halloween is like you and the other callers were saying yesterday, you can dress up, you can have fun as a kid and like play a character and all that sort of thing and have fun with it too.
That's right, and it doesn't harm a single person.
That's right. All right,
okay.
Thank you, Joe.
Thanks, Bob. Take care.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see here. Joseph, you're on the mark this morning. You want to talk about Halloween too?
Yeah, I agree with the last caller in the first part. It came from All Hallows Eve. what he didn't say was this, that came about because of pagans come into the church and they wanted to celebrate the ancestors rising up, and they believed that the dead people who died during that year would come back, and if there wasn't food put out, they'd play some kind of trick on you. And it was a pagan thing, and the church said, no, we don't want to do that, so we'll just call it All Hallows Eve and change that festival around a little bit. And so it got adopted and contracted. We say Halloween instead of All Hallows Eve. And all the holidays, Lupercalia, that's Valentine's Day, when they go around and whip a young lady, a virgin, and it was all sexual and stuff like that.
I don't believe we do that on Valentine's Day.
No, we don't, but I'm saying that was the origin of these things. the same way with the winter solstice, when they worship the birth of the sun god.
All right, so what matters most? Joseph, let me ask you, what matters most? What matters most? What they started out as what they are today.
The root and origin of these things, where they come from. Also, you said it was a wholesome thing that, you know, children go around and have fun. And then Dan called in and he said that opens them up to demonic possession or in demonic activity. And Dan's right. You have gateway drugs. You don't start out taking heroin. You start out smoking dope or whatever, you know, and you get eased into it. And here's another thing to think about. I don't do it, but people disguise their children. They wear masks, go around, knock on a door, and we used to say trick or treat. I don't know if they do that anymore.
Yes, they do.
They do. Okay. What you're teaching your child is, if you don't treat me, I'm going to trick you. And we would, back then in the day, dope the windows and do all kind of mischievous things, you know?
Okay.
And so why would we teach our children to do something like that? That's not wholesome. That's not teaching them anything. And so we have these snowflakes growing up today, and they don't want to work. They think they can get something from just extorting people or the government.
Well, let me tell you,
those seeds were sown when they were children.
First of all, I look at this a little differently. Trick or treat, when someone comes to my door, I always say to them, show me your trick. I don't expect them to trick me. I expect them to show me some kind of a trick that they're capable of learning.
Well, again, the birthplace of these pagan festivals, and that's what they are, that's where they came from, and our Heavenly Father said, don't do that.
Let me tell you, I have seen hundreds of millions of kids trick-or-treating over the course of the years, and I can't name one of them that became a demonic fiend as the result of it and was led to Satanism.
How you know this guy just shot these people wasn't trained?
So you think because
you
he went
know.
To trick or treat?
All these people, Jeffrey Dahmer. How you know he wasn't raised that way?
So he went to Halloween. Halloween
no,
causes mass murder.
Thing, Joe. It's a gateway thing. It opens them up.
Nah, come on. Okay,
here. The Bible says, train a child up in the way that he should go, and when he's old, he won't depart from. So I want to teach my children not to go around and extort things from people and say, I'll trick you if you don't treat me and disguise myself.
Well, people do this willingly, Joseph. You're missing that. I'm sure there's nobody knocking on your door on Halloween night. I am absolutely certain of that.
Well, okay.
But what we do in this, what we do in our borough and in most of the boroughs is, if you don't choose to participate in this, you just don't turn your porch light on.
Okay.
And it's a defined period of time, 2 hours.
I wanted to clear up. You said that I called you stupid and ignorant.
You called me ignorant.
I called you ignorant. I would never call you stupid. I think you are very intelligent. I'm not. You know, I'm not placating you here. I really do. I think you are. And if you look up stupid, it's showing a lack of intelligence. I wouldn't call you that, but I would call you ignorant. And I would call I look in the mirror and call myself ignorant, because ignorant is just not knowledgeable of everything. I'm not knowledgeable of everything. There's so many things that I'm not knowledgeable of, so I'm ignorant in that respect. You understand?
I get you.
And so when I say you're ignorant, don't take it offensively, because you can tell me that I'm ignorant about political things that you know so much more, and all kinds of things that you know. I have no idea.
What do you call someone? What do you call someone who is ignorant?
Well, I use
you call
the
them an ignoramus, and that's an insulting word, isn't
it?
No,
Paul says it in the Bible. I would not have you ignorant. Over and over and over again, he's implying that they are ignorant, and he wants to give them light and understanding. Ignorance is just simply not knowledgeable of things.
Okay.
And so to say I'm not ignorant, I can't find a word I want. But that's very prideful, because I am ignorant of many things. You understand what I'm saying? And here's where you demonstrated your ignorance when you talked to Dan yesterday. You said about that wholesome thing and children going out and all this here. But what Dan's coming from is a spiritual perspective.
Okay.
The Bible says the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of Yahweh, for the foolishness unto him.
Okay, but let me put it to you. Let me put it this way, because we're gonna have to move on. But let me put it to you this way.
Yeah.
Why aren't you out stopping every Halloween parade? Every municipality has trick-or-treat night. I mean, if these are all leading to demonic possession and horrible things.
I speak out against those things, but I don't go out and interfere.
Why? If they're horrible and they lead to demonic possession.
My Savior didn't tell me to do that.
Oh, he tells you that?
What to do? I preach the word and speak the word to them.
But if he's so upset about it, why wouldn't he speak the word to you to go out and stop it?
No, we don't do that here in the New Testament. Like that guy called in, I'm an Old Testament guy. No. I'm both. The old, the new is built upon the foundation of the old.
Okay.
And we don't take up the sword and cut people's heads off and do stuff. We slay them with the sword of the Spirit, the word of Yahweh. And that's what Dan was doing to you, and you were ignorant of what he was telling you.
I guess
that's
I
all
was.
I'm saying.
Hey, listen,
because
we got to.
You're a natural man. You can't receive the things of the Spirit. If you're not born again and washed in the blood, your name is in the book of life, you do not have any understanding of these things.
Well, I guess that lets me out. Hey, listen, we have to take a break right now. Thank you, Joseph. Appreciate your call. We have two callers on the line. The hotlines, two other hotlines are open, 570-743-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com. Text us at 70236. We've got to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Want to work for a stable yet growing company? Got it. Want to work for a family-owned business with over 100 years experience in taking care of customers and employees? Got it. Want to work for a leader in selling more cars and satisfying more customers? Got it. Who has all that? SMC Sunbury Motor Company is looking for technicians across all their departments. Whether you're an entry-level technician, an experienced technician, or someone looking for a career change, Sunbury Motors would love to hear from you. They're looking for technicians for their quick lane, car and light truck service, heavy truck service, body shop, and frame and alignment division. You can apply online at sunburymotors.com, in person at our North 4th Street location, or call Todd at 570-286-7746. Your new career of working on Fords, Kias, Hyundais, Western Star trucks, plus anything that fits in the door,
and some things that don't.
Join Sunbury Motors. Your new career is waiting for you.
It's time for the famous annual fall 11-hour sale at Biter's Furniture, Mattress, and Appliance. Join us this Friday and this Friday only from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. for up to $300 off your purchase. 0% financing offers and great food from area food trucks. It's now or never. Get here early for these impossible-to-beat specials where prices were slashed in half and quantities are limited. A 32-inch HD TV, only $59.50. A full-size mattress, $99.50. A 5-foot cubic foot chest freezer, $124. $4.50, and a power recliner in your choice of colors, only $249.50. See our flyer in local papers, on Biter's Facebook pages, or at Biter's.com. That's Biter's.com. Then head to your local Biter's Friday, October 27th, where you can save up to $300 off your purchase for one day only. Plus, shop with 0% financing for 12 months and register for our Black Friday cash giveaway per store with no purchase necessary. See store for complete details.
Listen up, all you ghosties and ghoulies. We know you love to party. So get to the fantastically fun and totally terrorific Halloween party this coming Saturday, the 28th, at the Redneck Bar and Grill on South Wausau Road, Middleburg. Come dressed in your best Halloween attire. There'll be prizes in lots of different categories. Dance to your favorite party tunes and sing them, too, by Hog Wild Entertainment DJ and karaoke. There'll be snack foods on hand, plus beverages, including specialty drinks for purchase, too. Turn a dead night at home into a lively get-together this Saturday from 8 to 11 at the Halloween party at the Redneck Bar and Grill, Middleburg. Find them on Facebook for more details.
Okay, I'm sorry we had to take a break and slow down the conversations, but we got to pay the bills, right? Okay, two callers on the line. Gentlemen, you're both going to get all the time you need, but we're going to start with Bob from PacSinus. Good morning. You're on the mark, Bob.
Yeah, good morning. It's sad to hear up there in Maine another, mass shooting, but, when they came out with this HIPAA law, that changed a lot of understanding as how you can go against somebody's medical records and stuff like that. And as far as I'm concerned, if they're going to hold a parent responsible for their child shooting somebody, then they should go after these doctors and psychiatrists that aren't reporting these guys for, to have their guns taken away from them.
Yeah, but Bob, in this case, the psychiatrist knew that this guy was a problem because he had been institutionalized for 2 weeks. You would think
that
if they
I'm
had
saying.
A good law, they would have taken the guns away from him.
Right. They should make them held responsible for not reporting it to the local police or sheriff's office or whoever you report it to.
Well, yeah, but the way the law is written up there, it's not that easy. They have what they call a yellow flag law, which I assume means
right.
caution.
I heard you.
Yeah.
I heard you earlier.
So,
and, Shirley was right on yesterday talking about Trump being a divider, All this is just horrible, and I ran into my family over the weekend, and the only thing they can come back is gas prices are so high. And then, they're so against me having an electric car. They're going to run me over with their big four-wheel truck. But, the only reason gas prices were cheap back then was because we were shut down. There was an overabundance of it, and that's how stores work. if they have an overabundance of something, they put a clearance on it to get rid of it.
Yeah, but Bob, the prices were much lower even before the pandemic.
Yes, they were lower, but look what happened now. We have all these wars going on. We're not buying, we shouldn't even be buying fuel from other countries. We should be making our own here, which we do make enough that we can actually sell it to other countries, right?
Right. We were an energy exporter under the Trump administration, but we're not now.
Well, you know, if people got more electric cars, we wouldn't need the fuel now, would we?
Well, yes, we would, because what's generating electricity? It isn't. Electricity doesn't generate itself. It's generated by gas, by coal, by nuclear power, and some little tiny little bit by wind and solar panels.
Wind and solar. Yeah, and I'm going out and spending $2,000 a day to get solar panels, and it's going to totally take away my electric bill, which is $300 a month.
Well, hey, good luck. I have a neighbor that put electric panels all over the front of his house, and I bet he's actually generating more power than he needs and is probably selling it back to PPL. But not everybody can do that. Not everybody has the right roof. Not everybody has the right amount of land. Not everybody has right zoning. But the bottom line, though, Bob, is we can't get rid of fossil fuels until we have something that really does produce enough energy to support us without taking up every inch of available land on the planet the way solar panels would. Or have you seen the cost of replacing one of those giant wind turbines? I mean, those things catch fire.
Yeah, well, everything has its flaws. I mean, look at all the explosions and stuff from oil and the leaking in the oceans and destroying all kinds of animals, and you know the pollutions go on and on and on.
Okay.
But I wanted to just make a point. You know, try and go back to like a 5-minute time limit with your callers, so more people can get through. Thank you.
Well, I'll tell you, when we have the lines backed up, I do cut down on the amount of time. But when they're not, you know, when there's nobody waiting to get on, I tend to let people have a conversation because since Mark retired, they're the only people I've got to talk to.
I hear you.
And if I talked to myself, thanks. Bob, you probably would turn the show off. Hey, thanks a lot.
Yeah. Okay,
appreciate your call. Well, Stan, I anticipated your call, as did everybody else. Good morning.
Joe, that last comment got me giggling. Mark's not there. You don't have anybody else to talk to.
Right, well, I'm talking to you.
Now, I agree with part of what Bob said there about, you know, maybe the doctor should be responsible when they don't report somebody that has come in and threatened to shoot people up and have a serious mental breakdown for, you know, further evaluation and maybe take their firearms, okay? But there has to be some due process there, but that's neither here nor there. It is, but I probably would agree with Bob with that because, you know, some of these doctors and stuff, even priests, you know, I know you're Catholic, and if people go to confession and confess that they were going to shoot somebody or whatever, isn't it a law in some states that they have to report that kind of stuff?
No, I don't think they can break the seal of the confessional.
Okay.
And that's not just Catholics. That's anything said to a minister, I believe. Like your attorney, if you confess to your... Now, with an attorney, if you confess to your attorney that you're going to commit a crime, he does have an obligation to report that.
Client privilege. Well, that hasn't worked out so good in the Trump cases, have it? Because they arrested all the lawyers. But anyways, that's neither here nor there. That's not why I called. Now, the other thing, I would like to warn Bob, he's going out looking for solar panels. They work okay, as long as the sun shines, okay?
Right.
I have proof on my phone that when the sun don't shine much, you get nothing out of them. So you won't be getting rid of your electric bill, guaranteed. Now, it may not be as high as it is right now, but you won't be getting rid of it because unless you have pure battery backup. And if you do that and the sun doesn't shine, your batteries are going to wear out or die like a battery does when it's used up. Then it has to be recharged. And solar with lots of sun can do that, but when there is no sun, there is no power. Now, that's not why I called, but just wanted to let Bob know that. So talk to the solar people that he's talking to about
it.
The system in Maine seems to have failed the people of Maine.
Yes, I would definitely say so.
All right, now this guy was in a mental facility. Now I don't know because it wasn't reported, but it's been reported he was there for 2 weeks.
Right.
Doesn't report how he was admitted to that. Was it voluntary or whether he was, how do they put it, non-voluntarily committed? I don't know. So that's something that has to be sorted out. But I do know that if you are non-voluntarily committed, in the state of Pennsylvania, you won't ever own a firearm again. Okay? Now, federal law, you have to be adjudicated a mental defective, I believe is the way the 4473 reads, you know, in a court of law. So if you're just being involuntarily committed, I don't know if that would qualify for that. You know, that's has to be determined. But when a guy's going around saying he's hearing voices in his head, which is what I read, now I will put it out there, that was on the internet, so I don't know if it's 100% true. But the police have reported he was admitted for 2 weeks. But reports are he was saying he was hearing voices in his head, and he was threatening to shoot up his National Guard armory. Right there, that right there, Joe, is a big red flag. And I don't disagree with that, but in that case, he was committed. When he was committed, he should have been brought before a judge, and he should have been asked to explain himself, and he couldn't, and the doctor should have been brought, too, explain his mental state.
That's not the way the law works in Maine. They don't have a red flag law. They've got a yellow flag law, and
right.
It's much tougher.
And the doctors have to sign off on it. I understand. But don't the doctors have to report something to the cops so that maybe something can be investigated?
Well,
I read parts of the law, so I don't fully understand exactly the minutia of it.
Right.
So, but I understand there is a red flag or a yellow flag law, they call it, in Maine. And it gives the opportunity for the doctors to report them.
Right.
And to sign off on it.
Okay, but let's look at it from another standpoint. It says a medical practitioner shall assess whether the person represents a likelihood of foreseeable harm. Now, that's a hell of a bar. That's like saying to me, I have to be a soothsayer, or I have to have a crystal ball.
You mean a mind reader, Joe?
Well, you know, that's not, you know, it's not an absolute. It's saying foreseeable harm. Define foreseeable.
Well, in my opinion, if somebody's going around saying if what I heard read is true, that he was saying he was hearing voices and threatening to shoot up a National Guard armory, I will take someone at their word on that, and then whatever proceeds after that needs to be based upon that, okay? Because I do not want to see anybody shoot anything up. Period. Now, that obviously wasn't done. Now, did the National Guard, his commanders, his superiors know about this? Who had him in the 2 week psych ward? Who put him there? How did he get there? That's the stuff that needs to be answered.
Yeah, but listen to these weasel words before you say that. This is in the same section. It says, if the medical practitioner finds that the person can benefit from treatment, well, who can't benefit from treatment and services, the medical practitioner shall refer the person to treatment and services. Doesn't mean they have to go. He said the word should say mandate. The practitioner may mandate or shall mandate the person for treatment and services. I mean, this is why they call it a yellow flag law. I mean, it's really a pretty anemic as far as I'm concerned.
But
a red flag law would have stopped. A red flag law, a good, strong red flag law would have stopped this, or at least cut it back.
No, I don't think it would have. But anyways, that's neither here nor there because it didn't. So, but who put him in a psych ward to start with? Himself?
I don't know. That's not part of the story yet.
Right. That information needs to be found out. And then if it's like, well, because I'm of the theory that if a guy that's half whacked up goes in a mental facility, he's talking to a psychiatrist, unless the psychiatrist is really astute, the guy that's there, he can weasel his way out of it just saying whatever the doctor wants to hear.
Yeah, well.
That's my opinion of that.
We're not all, we don't all think we're Napoleon Bonaparte, you know, with that old joke about how someone is nuts. They go around with their hands stuck in the side of their coat. But, you know, the bottom line to me is that this was a real tragedy. I mean, if we don't look at this and say enough is enough, I don't know when we ever do.
Don't disagree with that. And as far as the weapon used, all right, it may have been an AR. I don't know. It looks in the picture like it probably was. All right.
Well,
the guy would have had to do it, but not, it's what it looks like. All right, I'll put that out there. That's what it looks like. All right. Now, I don't hear anybody railing against pump shotguns, okay? Do you know how much damage a pump shotgun with a extended mag tube, say, 8 to 10 rounds with double-aught buckshot will do it in a crowded area?
No, I don't.
Probably more than what that AR would do, because you got multiple pellets, and they're big pellets. I forget what the caliber is. It's 30-some caliber, I think it is, which is basically like a three, bigger than a 223 round coming at you, spread out. Okay?
Well, you know, and forgive me, but we have to take a break and move on. But I don't care what's coming at me. If it can kill me, I don't want it coming at me.
I don't want
some nut having his hands on it.
Well, see, and that's the thing, Joe. It's not the gun; it's the person behind it.
I know, but the person behind it has a
shotgun would do just as much damage.
Okay.
Just as fast.
What would your argument be if he had used a pump shotgun? How would you say we shouldn't do something?
The guy behind the gun, not the gun.
Okay, but in this case, the guy behind the gun had the gun, and he did terrible things with it. Hey, I'm sorry, Stan. I got to move on. Thank you so much for your call. Always fun talking to you. We do have to take another break to stay on target here with our time. One phone call on the line. The other three lines are wide open. If you want to weigh in on this, give us a call at 570-743-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could chop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
You check your phone, thermostat, and weather often. But the most important check of all should be yourself. COVID is still out there, but boosters against the latest variants are available. Find out where and how to get up to date at checkyourselfcentralpa.com.
Welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan. We're brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, selling more cars, satisfying more customers since 1915. And Dan from New Berlin, you're on the mark. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Joe. Will you remember that not too long ago people were berating the House that they couldn't elect a speaker, and people were calling it a clown show?
Yep, I remember that.
The Democrats were having a wonderful time thinking how terrible. Well, just overnight, short time, they got a great Speaker of the House. They couldn't ask for a better man than they got. All things work together there for good.
Yeah, but did you see the coverage this morning? MSNBC went from calling it a clown show and saying how horrible it was the Republicans couldn't get anything together to saying, well, now they put in a Trump supporter, a lackey of Trump's, and he's going to do this, and he doesn't support that, and he's terrible, and it's awful that they put him in there. So which way do they want it? Do they want a speaker or no speaker, or do they just want their own speaker?
What they want is just to create division. And I disagree with Shirley strongly. It's not the MAGA crowd, the Trump people, that caused the division. It was already starting to form because they did not want a true conservative in there like we got. And, last night already, it didn't take them long. I watched the ABC News. They were calling. They got a hard right. He's hard right.
Right.
What's hard right? I'd like to know what that means.
Well, you know, it's funny because they don't do the same thing about hard left. The first thing he did, the first thing the new speaker did, and I give him credit for, was to bring up a resolution supporting Israel. And guess who voted against it? Rashida Tlaib, Cori Bush, Representative Cori Bush, Three Alarm Jamal Bowman, as I call him, Andre Carson, Al Green, and Summer Lee from Pennsylvania, and Alexia Ocasio-Cortez. These are not patriots, in my opinion, but...
Not at all. It's a shame how many of them we have in the country right now. Yeah, it is a real shame, but I was very happy when they finally got a speaker that I agree with, and he's not hard right, he's just right. I mean that as R-I-G-H-T,
right.
He's right both ways, and I'm happy for him, and I think he'll do a great job, and just think, he's third in line for president.
Well, and I'm sorry, I don't want anything to happen to the other two, or at least not the one on the top, because what we get after him is not very good.
Right, exactly, and it gives me a great feeling to know if anything would happen, that our country would come back to some good sense. And there's a lot more reasons to like Trump than the price of gas, as our friend Bob brought up. There's a lot more reasons. That one big reason right now is the whole open border situation. He's allowing the terrorists to come in here, and you count on it. I'm sure a lot came across, and they're just waiting to do damage to us right here. And that's another great thing that Trump did. He had the border 83% closed. Now it's 100% open.
No. We've been assured by Secretary Mayorkas the border's secure. You must be wrong, Dan.
Yeah. They keep telling me that, yeah. Yet all these are coming in. Even your sanctuary cities and states cannot handle any more of them. They're tired of it. Even the mayor of New York, who's liberal, they can't handle it.
Yeah,
they have the big tents out there, and what are they going to do in the wintertime? Go ahead.
I was just going to say, we'll find out. Winter is coming.
Yep, it's just one mess. You cannot run a country. You can't run a country like that without open borders. You don't have a country.
Dan, we got to take our final break of the day, so wrap it up.
All right. Well, Joe, I'm just thankful that we got a speaker and a good man.
Okay.
And I wish him the best and pray for him.
Well, I wish him the best too. Thanks, Dan. Appreciate your call as always. We have two callers on the line. We have to take our final break of the day. We have some emails and texts, so hang on. We're going to get back to everybody in just a minute.
Want to work for a stable yet growing company? Got it. Want to work for a family-owned business with over 100 years experience in taking care of customers and employees? Got it. Want to work for a leader in selling more cars and satisfying more customers? Got it. Who has all that?
SMC Sunbury Motor Company is looking for technicians across all their departments. Whether you're an entry-level technician, an experienced technician, or someone looking for a career change, Sunbury Motors would love to hear from you. They're looking for technicians for their quick lane, car and light truck service, heavy truck service, body shop, and frame and alignment division. You can apply online at sunburymotors.com, in person at our North 4th Street location, or call Todd at 570-286-7746. Your new career of working on Fords, Kias, Hyundais, Western Star trucks, plus anything that fits in the door,
and some things that don't.
Join Sunbury Motors. Your new career is waiting for you.
Say bye-bye potholes, cracks, and ugly weeds growing up in the driveway. Say hello to Mike Young's Paving. They're a family-owned business in PA that offers the services of asphalt paving, driveway asphalt paving, asphalt seal coating, asphalt repair, parking lot paving, and more. They take pride in their high-quality service and strive to provide the best possible experience for their customers and work hard to make them happy by providing quality work at reasonable prices. They guarantee you'll be happy with their work because they use only top-quality materials and equipment for an excellent finish. Mike Young's Paving. Find them on Facebook and asphaltpavingmilton.com.
With Giant Choice Rewards, I always save money. I can earn choice points on stuff I already buy, then redeem my points for extra dollars off. Thanks, Giant App. Giant, for today's table.
Save this week on our brand baby potatoes or yellow onions. 2 for $4.
You check your phone, thermostat, and weather often. But the most important check of all should be yourself. COVID is still out there, but boosters against the latest variants are available. Find out where and how to get up to date at checkyourselfcentralpa.com.
Welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan. 570-743-9565 is our hotline number. We have two callers on the line, one of whom gets a minute because he's been on before. Bob, you get your minute. Go ahead.
Yeah, they're both to Dan. I just wanted to say, America hasn't gotten any larger. Our borders have been open for how long? Forever, right? So whatever we've blocked off, we've blocked off. So there's where we are. And as far as I thought when he said yesterday about this ghost, the Halloween thing, about when people die, they're dead, they don't come back. Well, I'll tell you what. I saw my grandmother's ghost come back when she was dead. So people do come back when they're dead. They may not come back in the human form, but they do come back. That's all. Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you, Bob. Let's see. Chris from Milton, you're up next, sir. Good morning. You're on the mark.
Yeah, I guess the Republicans that are against the Ukraine aid aren't patriots either, huh?
Maybe not. Well, let me put it to you this way. I think that Israel has demonstrated itself as our best ally for many, many years. They deserve our support. Ukraine's a little newer to the, our orbit, if you will, and I think the jury is still out on whether or not they will wind up being the kind of democracy we'd like to support. I think the current administration's pretty good, but what they've had in the past has not been so hot.
Oh, no, they've been, well, they were run most recent past before the current administration.
Right.
So no, they were bankrupting the country and sending all the money to Russia.
Yeah, and they're doing things
Help
like...
Michael, the Trump guy, Michael, what's
Cohen?
His name?
Michael Cohen?
Oh, no, or is that the... No, that was the other guy. It was Paul. The Paul guy.
Paul Manafort?
Yeah, Manafort.
Okay.
He was in on that. That's who he was hiring. That's who. Oh, that's also who the mayor of New York, Rudy. There, he was dealing with the Russian leftovers of that, trying to get dirt on Biden.
Yeah.
But that's the type of people he dealt with, and that's the type of people Trump deals with too, because he's a Putinite.
A Putinite. Oh, I like that. Haven't heard that before.
Well, this new speaker, this act of the clown show is over. I'm not sure the play is. We'll see. He seems friendly enough and willing to work with the Democrats enough, but we'll see whether he is also a hardcore conservative. Beyond hardcore, he wants gay marriage banned. He wants completely outlaw abortions. He filed to get the election overturned. and he had the favor. He repeated some of the Venezuelan and plot and voting machine plot and junk like that a lot too. So we'll see. But he did it with a friendly voice, and maybe he'll give up these things when he realizes there isn't a huge majority for it in any place but the House, and even that might be narrow for some of them.
Well, I think with Donald Trump sitting atop the Republican Party at this point, you know, you almost have to bend the knee to him.
Yes, and they did. They did by selecting this guy, which isn't a good sign at all.
Well, that doesn't mean...
The guy who was against the election nonsense, Trump said no, and they all, including the moderates, all knelt the knee again.
Come on, Chris. You know, there's a loyalty to the party. The Democrats are loyal to the party, too. Have you seen anybody come down on Rahib and that group for their stand against Israel? I mean, you support the people in your party, and you certainly support President Biden if you're a Democrat, and you support, whether you like it or not, Donald Trump right now, apparently, if you're a Republican.
Well, I don't know if you support the stuff you disagree with.
Well, that
you're
doesn't mean you're
critical
don't.
Of your own party.
Yeah, I think you can stand up and say I don't
but
like
this
or that.
But you don't actively take part in it, and you try to fight the worst parts of it, which I thought they were doing a pretty good job of recently. But in the end, they all capitulated.
Well,
and
now what was more?
And
what was more
like
important?
People like Gates got the exact type of speaker they wanted.
But
it
Chris,
was a total victory for the Gates wing of the
okay, but
party.
You, Chris, you called this show and said it's terrible the Republicans are letting this slide, that's a clown show, as of other people. Now we have
you
a speaker.
You said it was a clown show.
It was.
Yourself.
I didn't say I disagreed with you. I just said you said it. You know, so now we have a speaker. Let's give the guy a chance.
I am. I said that in the beginning.
Yeah, but you
I
put
said,
a
we'll
but.
Have
you
to
put
see
a.
Whether,
You
we'll have to see whether he gives up, doesn't worry about his Trump connections and the nonsense that his views that are not popular nationwide or even necessarily in the Republican Party as a whole.
Yeah, but you put
a butt on it. Decides to work with the Democrats to get things going.
Okay.
I said that at the beginning. I said give him a chance.
But you put a big butt on it. And that's a B-U-T, no third T.
A big butt. I told you honestly what I thought.
Okay.
You know, the danger side was is that it's a capitulation to Trump, and that doesn't forebode well. And I think you agree with that.
I do.
But
sir,
we'll have to see how it works out, I said.
All right. I'll agree with you, Chris, just for the sake of argument, because I got to close the show out. Thank you so much for your call. Appreciate it. We won't have time for another call today, but I will try and finish up, since it's the end of the week for us, some of the texts we had here and some of the emails. One of the emails says, Eric is always railing for training requirements to purchase these firearms. Knowledge and proficiency do not seem to be the problem. That's a good point, in this case in particular. And among our texts, where is EB's email about the Republicans choosing a speaker and our back to the business of the nation? She should be happy now, or not, laughing out loud. We didn't hear from EB this morning on that topic. Then it goes to show Republicans want to reverse America going forward. Democrats want America to move forward. Why Republicans want to take everything away? Really? I don't think so. Another texter says it's not the gun. It's the evil person using it for evil deeds. By the way, the main shooter became a scumbag the moment he started killing. Well, it's good to know when you become a scumbag. And then another texter says, Joseph, you are ignorant about Halloween. Okay? There, we got all the unfinished business finished for today. Hey, it's been a great week. We've enjoyed your calls. We're going to do it again starting Monday. We invite your participation as always. If you've never called before, call in. We'd love to hear from you. This is On the Mark, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, selling more cars, satisfying more customers since 1915. WKOK, Sunbury.